Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Another episode of For Pod's Sake. I'm Louise Boyce, as known as Mama Still Got It, and these podcast series are sponsored by the brilliant award-winning dental practice, Ten Dental. It's where I've been going for the last 15 years. They have sorted my teeth out in all sorts that you can imagine. Root canals, I've now got a fake tooth and all sorts. I highly recommend them. Please go and check them out at tendental.com. Right. This podcast is one that I'm very excited to talk about. I did an Instagram reel a couple of weeks ago, basically mocking my husband and the annoying things that he has done during lockdown and basically during our marriage, which I thought I was alone with. Sorry, I thought that was him coming through the door. No, oh, it is. Oh no, it's my son. For fuck's sake.
Hi, darling. Did Daddy not put you to bed?
Darling, do you want to go? Can you go and find Daddy just for 1 minute? Right. So basically, I'm just calling it, like, we love our men. We love them. They're great. But my God, can they be just thoughtless and stupid sometimes? So with me talking about this is a dear friend of mine. I met her at the school gates. Her name is Kristen Smith, and she has an Instagram account called Wine or Wine, which I'm sure you can figure that out. She is absolutely hilarious, mother of two. She always has drama, and it's genuine, real drama, and she is hilarious. Please follow her. Kristen, my darling, how are you?
Oh, my God, I am so excited. When you called me to say to do this, I think I jumped for joy. And actually, when we've just been sat here, like, just saying, what are we going to talk about? I was like, I'm just so excited. Because this is my favourite topic of all time. Like, I don't know how to say it other than slagging off men. And
absolutely,
that was a classic with your child. And
do you know what I mean?
That is a classic.
He knows I'm on this podcast. He knows.
I know. And it's like, this is a classic. And this is, I actually made a list. And one of them is complete the task. And one of them is, yeah, put the kids to bed, which means put them to bed where they're asleep, not just shove them in their room or whatever. Complete
exactly,
the freaking
exactly.
task.
Before we actually completely mock our partners, I do want to have a disclaimer and say that, one, my husband is called Jesse, so I don't want to keep saying my husband. He is fully aware of the mocking that's about to happen. I do love him very much. He is the man for me, and luckily he has a good sense of humour for him to let me mock him. So, and also, Kristen's husband is the guy who set up her technical error before we start this podcast. So without him, we wouldn't be able to do this podcast. So, you know, they're not all bad.
I know. And I'm particularly annoyed that I had a problem with my earphones. I had to call him and he did save the day. And I was like, damn this, I'm just about to slate you.
I've just got about to mock them all.
Yeah, I've got 3 pages worth of lists and you've just come in. But he's fully aware as well. Like, he, you know, we got together how many, 15 years ago. I've not changed. I've been, like, slagging him off ever since. So, like, he's well used to it. And literally, he saw my face when I said I was doing this. And he was like, you are going to fucking love this. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that you turned up to the Zoom call with literally a book.
I have a book.
I mean, a list of things.
I mean, it's hilarious. The funniest thing is, ever since we met, I've had the famous livid list that all my friends know about. And the livid list has been going for 15 years. And it started off with, honestly, I can remember the first thing on it, and it sounds so ridiculous. And it sounds like I'm such a madam. But the first thing on there was a holiday we went on. And I asked him for a strawberry daiquiri. And I must have said 20 times a strawberry daiquiri. And he came back with a raspberry. And I was like, but I said strawberry. Like, and it sounds, but I was so furious. And it sounds so mental. And, and my friends are like, Jesus, is that on your livid list? And I'm like, that is the beginning of the livid list.
It's the small details that they get wrong or they don't understand.
It's like, you didn't listen. Like,
no, they don't know. Selective hearing.
He was like, but it's the same thing. And I was like, but I said 20 times. Like, please. And anyway, that just goes into, do you care? Not really. You weren't really listening. You didn't really give a shit. But
yeah. And if it's all the way around, if you got them the wrong beer, I mean, God forbid.
Yeah. But I mean, it's things that, like, yeah, you just care about. But I really laughed because, you know, when you said about this, and then in lockdown particularly, me and one of my friends, whose husband also knows we'll be slagging him off, we leave each other voice notes when we're really cross just to get it out. So I was in the toilet the other day. I'm loving this new voice note because you can just ramble on without having to write a text. And I was like, I asked him to get me a chocolate bar. And I was so excited about it. And he came back and he said, they didn't have what you wanted. And you're like, of course, well, just get me anything. When a woman needs chocolate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I left her this raging. And she was like, you've got hunger. And I'm like, so we leave each other these voice notes. And the best one she did the other day was her husband went to Sainsbury's. And he called her up and said, where's the beans or something? He called her up from the bloody supermarket. She's like, what am I, your bloody finder of things?
I just work at Sainsbury's.
Yeah, dude,
oh,
I don't work.
Genius.
That's brilliant.
Actually, do you know, this one's brilliant. I actually put on my Instagram stories today. I was like, I'm doing a podcast on basically the hashtag husband. I've banned my husband from asking such stupid questions.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, is it cold outside when I clearly have not been outside? Or is the milk off? Well, why don't you smell it? Or, oh, is this the stuff in the dishwasher clean or dirty? I'm like, just fucking look at it. I don't know. So I asked my followers to DM me voice notes of things that their husbands have done over lockdown or just generally. That you just think, what the fuck? So this was this one, and I've been laughing all day.
Oh,
I've had over 500 voice notes.
Amazing.
Can you imagine? The amount of women out there that are like, oh my God, I'm not alone.
Oh, literally, gleefully writing in. Yeah.
I mean, this is the first one I want to share. And there are loads, and I'm really sorry if I can't get all of them out on this podcast. I'm just going to try and throw as many in as I can and do some more at the end. But listen to this
one. One of my lockdown highlights with my husband was going to the supermarket together, which is almost more tedious than going with my toddler. And we've got about 3 bags worth of shopping, which he put in the trolley after we paid. And I walked to the car, and from the car, I watched him with the 3 bags of shopping in the trolley, put the trolley back in the line of trolleys, lock it, take the coin out, and start walking towards me back to the car. At which point I shouted, where's the fucking shopping?
And oh, that is
huffing.
Brilliant.
Just one of the many, many highlights from lockdown with my husband.
Oh, that is just brilliant. Hilarious. I mean,
I've actually realised that from so many messages, you actually think, that's what my child...
Yeah, no, it is. It's literally like, it's however kids you've got and the husband. And like, they just make life more difficult. Like, you know, one of my main things is not completing the task, you know. Like, if you're going to do it properly. And if you're not, honestly, don't bother, because it makes it 10 times harder. Like, I mean, my partner is obsessed with, he will take the washing off the, we've got this amazing washing thing which heats up. But he doesn't seem to understand when clothes are dry and partially wet. Nothing more annoying than a little bit damp, you know, because then it smells. So he takes them all off, because basically can't be fucked to see if it's dry or not. So he takes them all off, and he's obsessed with, I will fold them all up, which is, oh, our producer's just writing, I hate you both. He's male. Hilarious. Sorry, yeah, Jim.
The producer is male. In fact, Jim, you're probably learning a lot from this.
Jim,
right
I'm
now,
sure you're saying. Not like this. I'm sure you wouldn't do this. So he takes them all off, like, you know, and piles them up, and they're damp. And I'm like, I'm so annoyed. And then, oh, the worst, puts the wrong clothes in the wrong drawer. Now, my children are 5 years apart. It's not that difficult. Just read the labels. And then sometimes my clothes are in there. And I'm like, dude, I'm massive compared to them. Like, oh, it's just, just take your time. And I generally think
I'm impressed that your husband, your partner even puts clothes away.
Well, I actually tell him, don't bother now. Because if you're going to do it correctly or don't bother. It makes me. Yeah. But I think it's just because he doesn't give a shit. It's not important to him because he's intelligent. You can read a label, but it goes in the wrong drawer. It's really annoying.
The thing. They're really intelligent. They're intelligent men. Jesse is extremely intelligent, extremely creative. And sometimes I think, where is your goddamn common sense? He will be standing next to clothes on a clothes horse drying. Standing next to it. And he'll point at it and say, babe, is this dry?
Oh, dude, just...
I'm like, just fucking touch it.
Yeah, and it's making you... And it actually really annoys you that they've even, A, asked you another question, which your kids, you know, your kids are asking you questions all day. So you're like, you're wasting my brain power even asking me that. And you're asking me a question that you can figure out yourself. Yeah, clothes, yeah, just so annoying, just exhausting.
It's exhausting. I'm going to go with another voice note.
Brilliant.
This is completely blind. I don't know. I've never played this before, but I'm going to give it a go and see what it says. So here we go.
Hello, you probably have way too many and probably won't ever really listen to this, but I thought I'd pop it in here anyway. Last lockdown, my husband had one job. I know he's really, really, really busy in his job and definitely shouldn't be kind of just stopping a moment to make some lunch, but it was on a particularly low day with a three-year-old and a seven-year-old, and we'd gone out for our one walk, and all I said was, please put the jackets in, please put the jacket potatoes in. I got home, he was sat in the kitchen opposite the oven at this point, this is when we didn't have a desk, sat opposite the oven, and he didn't put the jacket potatoes in, and literally my world ended. Like, actually, it's not funny. I was so upset. I stormed out and cried around Tesco's while picking up some bread for lunch instead. Oh, man, it was awful. And I think we'll talk about those jacket potatoes forever. All my friends know about the jacket potatoes that didn't go in.
Oh.
Do you know what? I think feeding is a huge thing.
That is like brilliant, that one, because I get that 1,000,000%. And they go to you, why are you being mental over jacket potatoes? And you're like, I get it. I've cried over the most. I can't even tell you the things we've rowed about, because you were like, it was one thing. And he couldn't even remember one thing. And then of course it's turned around, because you look like a psycho then, don't you? Because you're screaming.
Oh, they always turn it around. Like, you're the psycho.
Yeah.
Because
we have a lot of gaslighting chats. And he's like, you're gaslighting me. And I'm like, you're gaslighting me. And I'm like, no, you really are. But you're like, and we go mental. And they're like, why are you being mental? And you're like, and do you know what? I just think we've all got to get cameras up in our house, because... Oh.
I think about that all the time.
I am like, where's the camera? Because they then say you didn't say it. And you're like, oh, I did. You're like, I did. And then you're like, and your kids are like, oh, she's gone mental. Oh, my God, we had it the other day. My sister-in-law was turning up at the door as a surprise. And I said, it's a surprise. And we hid. And then I heard him go, it's Auntie Tash. And I was like, what are you doing? And he went, well, I didn't, what do you mean? And I was like, I said it was a surprise. No, you didn't. And, you know, like, I couldn't stop going on about it all evening. And I was like, where are the cameras? With every woman, we've got to have them cameras everywhere. And then we can be like, you did.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we do need them, because men have this amazing ability to turn every situation around. Yes. So it's your fault.
I know.
And also, my husband, he can't remember to do small things, but he'll remember something that I did 3 years ago and bring it up
yes,
in a
mug. Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even remember that. And he's like, well, what does that say about
1999.
So tell me more about your list. What's on your list? Yes,
I mean, it's so exciting here. And that actually was a really good one that I'm really glad you played that one because I really get it. Actually, talking about, you know, inability to do things, I think it was when it was a few weeks ago and David did the school run, not that it's a big deal, but there was quite a few tasks, you know, when you're like, there was a thank you card for someone and there was something for the teacher. I think I wrote it on my Instagram and it was like six things he had to remember. And you could see he was really stressed about it, that he was going to forget one of these things because he knew I would go ballistic. But it was really simple stuff. And he runs his own company. And you're like, he was bricking it. He was terrified. That I was like, you can do this, David. You can remember the thank you card. You can remember to give the teacher this. You can remember, I don't know, to collect her bike. But it's like they just... And I think he's just got the fear because he knows that he does balls up now. He's sort of starting to admit things. So it's like, it's the fear. But I mean, one main one I've got to say, and I think this is all men, I wonder if Jim would agree, is they can't find anything.
They can't find anything. Anything.
Unless it jumps out at them and says hello. Oh, here we go. Jim's written stuff always moves.
Right.
They have got some form of, I don't know what it is, but you say, oh, it's in the drawer. Unless that thing pops up and says hello, they cannot find it. And David as well gets scared. He's like, I said, do I have to look? And he's like, oh God, she's going to find it. And I find it in like 2 seconds. It's really weird.
It drives me mad. He's constant, like anything. Like the other day when schools were back at school, the boys have a red wardrobe and their school uniform is also red. So my husband called from the top of the stairs, babe, I can't find their school uniform. I'm like,
oh my
God, it's in the wardrobe. It's not, I can't find that. I'm like, yes, it is. I put it in there yesterday. It's washed. I can't see it. I go all the way upstairs.
Oh, my God, furious. Yeah.
Fuck's sake, fuck. And I go into the wall, I'm like, it's there. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't see it. It was camouflaged with a red wardrobe. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, look with your eyes, not with your mouth. Trust me.
And then the thing that David does all the time is then he'll blame, like, something for it. Instead of, and no, my new phrase now from watching Housewives of Beverly Hills is own your shit. Like if I fuck up, which is regularly, I go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Like I do some really stupid things and I go, I can't believe I could be so stupid. But he'll be like, it wasn't there. Or, you know, it's like, dude,
they can't.
I'm an idiot. But no. Yeah. It's like, it must have been. And a really funny example once was, and actually this was in front of a friend's husband. David opened a bottle of Prosecco and it went everywhere. And he went, Kristen! And evidence, you know, like,
oh my God,
oh, it was so ridiculous. But I think all men would now admit they have a problem finding things, wouldn't they? It's really weird.
Probably not.
Do you not think they
would? It's our fault for putting things away,
yeah, and not exactly jumping out. Yeah, sometimes you're like, you might have to move a few things. Oh, another child's coming,
another child's out of bed.
Yeah, you know, like, hiya, Basil, on the podcast.
What's up, right? I'm just talking about daddy. You know, I think we're going to take a quick break here so I can put my child to bed. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, thanks. We're back. Thanks for the thanks for waiting. I had to put my kids to bed whilst my husband is fully aware that I'm on a podcast. Anyway, Kristen, let's talk about more about mocking our partners. Yes. What else does your partner do?
I've got an excellent one, and I call it the assault course. Now, this is the stuff you put on the stairs. Now, the reason you put it on the stairs is for it to go upstairs, because you're sort of cleaning around the kitchen or wherever. You put stuff at the bottom of the stairs to take up. And the husband partner, he seems to think I'm just setting up an assault course for him to climb over it. And it drives me, what the hell do you think I've put it there for?
They can't see it.
Yeah, it's like looking for things. You know what? I think there is a serious peripheral vision stroke, like spatial awareness issue here or something.
Maybe.
Because my peripheral vision is not good. You know, he sort of stops in the street and you're like, there's someone right behind you. But yeah, he does not see the things and thinks it's an obstacle course. So that drives me nuts. Because I'm just like, just help me out, you know? It's just
if you see it, take it upstairs.
Yeah,
just do it.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've learned to pick my battles. I've learned to let go a lot of things. I've completely let go the toilet seat situation.
Yeah, that really annoys me.
I've just let go. Like,
it's not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Yeah,
and even my boys, who I have told them every day since they've been potty trained, put the toilet seat down. You know, when you're finished or put it up, we need to go. They still don't do it.
Yeah, well, that is.
So I kind of feel like maybe they're
an inherent thing.
It's just not going to happen. Anyway, I'm going to go on another voice note and see what they say.
I meant to record it for you, but then I typed. But it's just that thing of like, oh, here's a random pair of socks. How did they end up here? Oh, some boxer shorts. Is that a belt? Random pair of jeans draped over an armchair. No, it's just more clothes shit everywhere. As if, like,
that's what we're saying. They can't see anything.
We don't have the biggest wardrobe in the world.
Oh,
it's so true.
Yeah.
The socks drive me mad.
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, so Jesse will take off socks. And I mean, I don't know how many times I've said, if you take off socks, just put them away, put them in the dirty laundry basket.
Yeah, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them.
I mean, honestly, I don't know how many times I've said it. Still doesn't get through. So what I do now is the socks that he leaves are hanging around, I put them in his desk drawer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's I've got to that point where I'm like, you'll see them in there. They're still in there.
Of course they are. Because
they
the thing
are still
is
in the desk
well,
drawer.
They don't care. So they don't see it. And the reason is because we are doing stuff every day. Now, like, admittedly, my partner is working, so I guess it is my job to do the house stuff. Now, interestingly enough, we've actually both come down with COVID now, so I don't quite know how I'm doing this.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's just another story, you know. But I tested positive, and then the first 2 days, I was in bed, you know, that was it. I was in my, well, actually, I've got to say, I thought, oh, this is brilliant. I'm in my room for 2 days on my own, like a mini break. But it wasn't really fun because I was feeling like shit. But David couldn't cope with the whole mess. And I heard him going, there's just mess everywhere. So he said to me, he said these words to me. I nearly exploded with joy. He said, I'm just so overwhelmed. And I was like,
oh,
I'm so happy. I said, that's all I ever wanted you you to understand. That's how I feel. The kids overwhelm me, the mess, because it's on repeat. And because we do it every day, we see the belt, we see the jeans, and we're like, yeah. I'm doing it again. Is this my life? And he felt overwhelmed because he had... And it's not, I'm not saying he's never looked after, of course he looks after the kids loads and I've been away, but he had these whole 2 days where I was just like out of it in bed and the mess was driving him mad. And so actually the more they're at home, they kind of notice it more, but they don't when they know you're doing it because it doesn't matter, well, that's the thing. You know?
I'd like to touch on the toilet situation again, as in men seem to go to the toilet and spend a good 45 minutes in there. I've actually given birth in a short amount of time than my husband's done a
toilet
poo. Like, yeah, for real. And but what a noise. And you're fine if you want to go and sit on your poo, fine, but don't question where I am or how long I'm going to be when I'm posting a letter.
Yeah,
which has actually happened.
Yeah, like, you're like, you know, you 45, we need to start timing them, you know. It's time out, isn't it? It's away from, well, it was very interesting when we've been in this sort of COVID nightmare, because David, even though I feel like we've suffered both equally, he seemed to definitely be worse than me. And he he couldn't do anything. And the best thing was, he was like to me one day, he said, Kristen, you're doing too much, you need to rest. And I was like, but the kids haven't been fed, or I don't even know where the kids are. And he was like, you need to have a rest, thanks for that, but are you gonna get up and fucking like see if they're alive? I mean, it was hilarious. And again, actually, it's been a revelation. He said, well, no, but it was just really funny that he was offering me a break, but not to actually do anything.
Right, I was like,
well, these are just words. Like, you're going to go in. And he's definitely been using, because the kids didn't test positive, he's definitely been overusing his keeping away from them. And I was like, listen, by the end, like... You are using this now because you seem to be able to make phone calls with work. Now go and read the child a damn story. But
oh, that's so true.
Oh my God.
I feel like I use being pregnant and giving birth a lot when Jesse is
ill,
you know, got a headache or stubbed his toe. I'm like, he says that I'm not very sympathetic. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Try being pregnant.
Yeah.
And for 9 months, and I've been pregnant 3 times. That's 27 months of my life.
With no alcohol, which is obviously awful. That's basically
2.5 years of being pregnant. Then giving birth. I don't really have much sympathy, really, if you have a headache.
I know. Sorry. Well, I had a bit of one of those last night. It's been my mum's 70th birthday today, which I've been kind of organising from my bedroom. And I called up my brother last night to say... can I just do a Zoom with you to run through this video I've done for her? And he said, I'm too tired. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've got freaking COVID. Yeah. Like, I've done everything and you're a bit tired. Like, lost my shit.
That it actually is a real, like, sore point, because the whole, he sleeps through or has slept through the endless, you know, sleepless nights when you're breastfeeding. How they don't hear a baby cry.
No, they don't. Well, I
actually think they pretend. Can they seriously not hear that baby
I don't
cry?
Think they can. I honestly think I could keel over in the night and he wouldn't notice. You know, because you do worry, don't you? They don't hear anything and you're like, would you notice if something was happening?
Do you know what? Actually, so he doesn't hear anything when a baby cries, but years ago, we had a glass jar full of coins, and randomly, I think a car drove past the flat and the vibrations, because they were playing really, really loud music, knocked this jar over, and he was up. He was like, who's that?
The coins!
He was up. Like, he was up thinking, okay, it might be an intruder, which I was very grateful for.
Right, well, that's good.
Been.
Yeah.
So he'll wake up to that, like, proper, like, you know, guns blazing and stuff. But
yeah,
child cries.
Oh, God, no. Selective hearing, for sure. Yeah, I mean, really funny, just before we came on, I spoke to one of my friends and I said, oh, have you got anything to add to this? And that sort of links in with the men being tired. She said, well, my biggest thing is men having to have a sit down. So she said her husband will get in, The world could be ending, but he just has to have a little sit down and I'll do it in a minute. You know, like, I'm sort of one, let's get all the jobs done so we can relax. And David will be like, I've just got to have a sit down. Jim's back.
Jim, I love
a sit down. Yeah, you've got in from the park. So we get in from the park and we just know bags have got to be unpacked. Kids have got to be fed straight away. It's. I don't want to do it. I want to sit down. I want to ignore them. I don't want to unpack the bags of disgusting, muddy wellies. And they get in and they're like, oh, I'm exhausted. I need to sit down. Yeah. And you're like, and then you say, well, okay, I'm going to do this. I just need you to do X, Y, and Z. And then they don't do it before bed. And then livid. And then, of course, you're the screaming, like the jacket potato, the potato lady earlier. And you're the mentor, you know, going on about the one thing I asked you to do. But yeah, they love a sit down, you know.
It's those little things where you just think, I just need you to just acknowledge that I just need a little bit of help with something.
Yeah.
Without having to ask for you to do it or maybe acknowledge that I do a lot.
And can you just do it now rather than in a minute?
Do it now.
So David was watching the football and I was really coughing badly and I was like, I really need, just 2 more minutes while I watch the football. I'm dying here, you know? Yeah. Like, imagine I died. Oh, well, I was just watching the football, you know. I didn't want to deal with her then. Like,
you know, all these conversations are triggering things, memories that Jessica has done. And I feel like, I mean, one thing that still really annoys me and then I do bring it up every time my son's birthday comes around is when I was pregnant with my first child. So 9 years ago, when I went into labor, I said to Jesse, I was like, I'm in labor and we were planning a home birth. And he was like, right, okay. Fine. I'm going to quickly go to the shops and just get a few bits and pieces. I was like, okay, fine. An hour later, considering I'm in labor, like literally by myself alone for the first time in labor, I call him an hour later and I'm like, where are you? And he's like, oh, I'm just at the cheese counter. I'm just deciding what cheese to get.
But you're like,
I'm in fucking labor. You need to come home immediately. And I was like, I'm all right. Calm down. Anyway, you know, sometimes I think I need to just not go there. I get so angry.
But I mean, and also you're like, I don't want to be angry with you when we're about to have a child.
Yeah, I don't want to be angry.
This is meant to be really good. And I hate you now. Because
Jesse always says to me, happy wife, happy life. I'm like, thank you. If you know that, then use it.
Yeah, you're like, I know, you're like, I don't want to be this angry, crazy, like furious person.
No, I've got another voice note. Again, it's completely blind. Let's see what she says.
But asking him to empty the dishwasher is utterly pointless because next time you need something in the kitchen, you have to spend 30 minutes searching for it because after 20 years in the same house, same marriage, he doesn't know where a single thing in the kitchen is kept.
Yeah, and actually what's probably a similar one to that is, like, loading the dishwasher. I mean, David shoves things in, doesn't rinse them, shoves things in bits where, you know, when you're like, that's not going to clean. So, and then he'll take them out when they're not, like, our dishwasher's not working properly at the moment. Obviously, it's another job that hasn't been done, hasn't been dealt with. And he kept putting things in and then just putting them away with, like, marks on, and you're like, annoying. Yeah.
Another thing is, which a lot of people have written in saying is, again, it's to do with like, is anything just generally around like basically housework
and just basic or children,
they can't,
I know, but it sounds
kind of not putting the groceries away, kind of taking them out of the bag and just leaving them on the side or next to certain things and just thinking, oh, they'll just magically appear in the right place.
Yeah, so it's completing the task. Just do it. Do it like 100% and then I'll be happy and then I don't have to do it. But I don't know.
Exactly.
I think it's because they're thinking this is a bit boring. And you're like, I know.
Or maybe it's because they know that we're just going to do it.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Like, if I knew that someone was just going to do it and I didn't have to do it, then I'd probably milk that a little bit.
Yeah, and just, yeah, because if you know, and actually it's the same with kids, isn't it? If you just pick up their clothes, then You know, they're not going to. And you can just go on strike like you did with the socks, you know. I was like,
I am not.
So our dishwasher's broken. Neither of us are dealing with it. It's like one of those things. It's like, I can't deal with it. Everything's... in fact, I'm finding things like that. Dishwasher's not working. The Wi-Fi's terrible. All our... like, my daughter's phone's broken. My phone... and it's like, I just can't deal. You know when you're like, technology, I need someone to come and just put a magic spell and make everything work. So we're just washing up everything, which is fine, like old school. But I have had enough. And the other week, yeah, I was like, ew, I'm not doing it anymore. I just piled it all up and left it. Mm. When you accept, you're like, I'm not doing it, you can do it. Yeah. Because...
well, I do that. I do the whole, like, I'm going, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. And then it all piles up and I'm like, damn it, he can't even see this. He can't see it. So I'm going to have to bloody do it anyway.
Or just like, yeah. I mean, you have to sort of take, like, extreme measures sometimes, don't you? Yeah. But they
right,
are...
we're going to go in... I'm going in with another voice though. Again, it's blind. Who knows what's going to happen? Right, here we go. Oh, there's two here. So let's see what she's got to say.
Hello. This didn't actually happen in lockdown. This happened just before lockdown the first time. But I did a little bit of a social experiment where I thought I'd leave it as long as I possibly could one evening to see who was going to bring dinner up first, because I'm the main cooker and I do all the shopping. So I thought it should be his turn. He'll off it if I leave it long enough. We got to about 9:45 and he said, oh, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll eat whatever, like whatever you want to cook. So he spent 25 minutes in the kitchen rummaging around, looking through fridges and freezers, and everything was like fully stocked. He had like the pick of anything. And then he put his coat on. He said, I've just got to pop out for a second. And I was like, okay, no worries. And I thought maybe he's doing something intricate and he's missing a few ingredients I just don't have in the cupboard. And I thought, that's fine. So I didn't interfere. I kept out of the way, which is very unlike me.
Hang on, continues.
So then he says, your dinner's ready. And we kind of sat down and I looked and I was trying to work out what he'd been to the shop for. And I looked down and we had pizza and salad, which is delicious and lovely. But I said, what did you need to go to the shop for? And he was like, ah, the pizza, the lettuce, the cucumber, the tomatoes. And listed everything that was on the plate. And I was like, but we had every single thing already in the fridge and the freezer. Oh, like, all you had to do was look. And I kind of shared that with him and he just looked at me in, like, pure defeat. It's like, oh, okay. And I will never, ever stop telling this story because it brings me such joy to illustrate, like, they're on a different planet.
Yes.
My husband is not on the same planet as
me. They're on a different
this
planet.
This is hilarious. Yes.
I mean, that...
they are.
They, no, well, men are from Mars, aren't they? I mean, that is, and I mean, that is absolutely, it's ridiculous, isn't it? And there's also that with, there is never any, and this is going even further, like, they don't look at dates, you know, David will just take whatever out. And I'm like, could you not just look? Do you know what I mean? Like, see what's, you know, but that's like taking it to a halt. Like, that's even just, you know, this guy couldn't even, nothing.
No. Somebody messaged saying that their husband opens the fridge, sees that something is out of date, points at it and says to the wife, this is out of date. And she's like, well, then
do something about it.
And
David's really funny with them. Like, he's terrible at cooking and everything. And you know, I'm not good either. But he'll go, oh, carrots are out of date. And I'm like, but they look fine. Oh, it says they're out of date. Oh, my God. Like, they're freaking carrots. They're one day out of date. He's like really like spectrum with it. You know, like this says they're out of date. I'm like, it's a vegetable. It's fine. You know, like.
It's fine. Exactly.
It's amazing. One thing, it's almost like, I feel like kids are like this as well. Sometimes with us, and I'll give David specific instructions not to do something and he'll do exactly what I've said not to.
Which is what children do. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So we often say like, we'll be like, don't go into that. And they'll do it. And then you often hear people saying you should actually sort of say it. Don't say don't, because they don't hear don't. They hear like, don't go into the lake. And then they go into the lake.
Yes, they hear go into the lake.
Just before this, I said to my daughter, oh, have you got, she loves it. Any annoying daddy stories. And she's like, oh, this.
And a brilliant one was when we were watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory years ago, and I was like, oh, definitely want some chocolate to watch this. And David went out to get chocolate, and I said, anything but dairy milk. I love dairy milk normally. I did not want dairy milk. Don't know why I didn't want it, said it three times. What did he come back with? I mean, there are no words. I couldn't even, I couldn't even, like, really, I was like, I can't relate to you anymore. I don't understand. What? No. And actually, I was going to him, I want to know what's going on in your head. Like, did you not hear me? Did you forget? Are you stupid? Mm. Did you try and piss me off? Because I was more like, and he did it as well with a burger once for the kid, anything but a burger. And it comes back. And we were like pissing ourselves because we're like, what is this?
They have selective hearing.
Yeah.
But what I find fascinating is they can easily listen to LBC, watch Sky Sports, listen to a podcast all at the same time and take it in, and they can get everything. But you say one thing like, don't do that. And then
Multitasking with the kids and us is just, they are a different planet.
They are. I mean, I feel like I could literally talk about this for so long. I mean, even for me, like leaving wet towels on the bed, on my side of the bed generally.
I know. And another one is the dreaded coins. So David will leave, it's always a series of coins with some chewing gum and often golf tees. They're just they're in his pocket. They're like in his pocket and they're left. And I'm like, so I bought him a man tin in the end. You know, like, I don't want to see those coins or those tees. That chewing gum anymore. And I bought him a little tin because I think it's just like the whole socks thing. I don't want to see it, you know, there.
Don't want to see it. Right, we're going to go for a few more and then I think we're going to have to wrap this up. Because I mean, stop recording and you and I can just carry on. Therapy. It's like cathartic. It's we need to get this out. Yeah. You know, I talked to my best friend, not as much as I'd like because, you know, life's so busy and she's got two young kids and I've got three and it's hard. But when we do speak, we actually make a point of saying we need to have, we call it the BWC, which stands for Better Wives Club. And we literally will spend an hour on the phone and rant to each other about what our husbands have done. And we're like, oh, thank you. I really need to get that out because
wonderful.
The thing is, if you kind of bring everything up the whole time to your partner, you just have endless arguments.
They're like dead ears. They're just bored.
But what does annoy me is the amount that I do around the house, especially now in lockdown with the homeschooling, the cooking, the cleaning, working myself. And he'll notice something that I haven't done.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Don't.
Like, no. Yeah. I was like, I've done this. And I was like, you cannot point out the one thing that I haven't done. I was like, you can't do that. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to point out everything.
Yeah,
that I don't usually. And then it did in the end start an argument. I was like, it's just not worth it. Somebody has to be the bigger person. It's usually women that go, I'm just going to not say anything because I want to live in peace, especially when we're in lockdown. There's nowhere to go.
I know.
Right, here we go. Let's see what this lady's got to say.
My husband will set the alarm for 6 a.m. and then hit snooze every 15 to 20 minutes. He knows I'm a really light sleeper and he'll do it for about an hour.
It's just like,
that is so annoying.
It's so annoying.
And it's really selfish.
And it's selfish. It's so selfish.
Selfish. Honestly, the amount of times I go, why are you being so selfish? I wouldn't do that to you. Like, do you know what? Actually, my daughter's doing that now and I can hear it downstairs because she has to get up pretty early for like homeschooling and she's like, she does it now. And you're like, that noise of that damn alarm is so annoying.
It's so annoying. There's another message that someone sent in and I can't find it now, but it's brilliant. She was saying that her husband wakes up every morning at 6:30 and weighs himself. And what he does is he gets the scales out from like somewhere in the under the bathroom cabinets and drags them across the tiles in the bathroom. Doesn't pick them up, drags them. And underneath their room is the baby's room.
Oh, it wakes the baby.
She gets so annoyed. And she's like, and she said the other day that she had to say, like, just pick them up. Don't drag them.
I mean, it's like,
again, it's just common sense.
I know, but it's one thing waking her, but the baby, you're like, yeah, you're please like, no, wake the baby, no. Please, because then I have yeah. to deal. Like, actually, that's something like when, you know, my kids were little, I would go to extreme lengths not to wake the kids. Because I think as women and the mums, we're so aware of everything. Like, the longer they sleep, the better yeah. mood they're going to be. I'm going to be less tired. And we'll, so if we're giving the men a lie-in, we'll like get up, creep around, shut the door, get the kids downstairs, mm-hmm. shut the door. If they're giving us a lie-in, I don't know, the light will be on.
Oh, and the kids, then
the kids will come in.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is not fair.
It drives me mad.
And I'm thinking about you. Like, yeah. give me a lie-in and I'll be on better form. But yeah.
totally.
I just think we're so much more. I feel like sometimes we, because I don't know, we can almost predict what's going to happen so much. We know, they know our kids really well, but we're so used to multitasking and we're like, that's going to happen. This is going to happen. If you do that, I can already see that happening. We're like 100 miles ahead, but they're living in the moment. So
yeah,
we're like,
right.
this needs to be done. This needs to be done. I mean, brilliant last night. So my kids, we've had COVID all week. It's been a nightmare. The kids are feral. It's like a student house. Like, honestly, it's disgusting. The guinea pigs are only just about alive. I mean, it's so feral. I think my daughter's been in pajamas for 3 days. And then last night, like, honestly, they've been up till 10, 11 o'clock because they're not doing anything in the day. It's just terror. It's all over the place. And then suddenly David goes last night, this is ridiculous that they're still awake. And I'm like, we'll put them to bed. Like, yeah, I'm not.
Exactly.
Like, go for it, you know, when you're, yeah. like,
yeah, you're like, if you can see it, then do it.
I was like, I don't want them up, but yeah. basically you've been in bed, we've been too ill to like, and it was just suddenly this like,
yeah. like, I've had enough.
Yeah, yeah, I've had enough. And I was like, you are welcome. You start yeah. the sleep routine. I zero fucks given at the moment what time they go to bed because I'm just surviving. Totally. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's yeah. just too funny. Oh, right. God.
One last.
Oh, yeah, one
note,
more.
And then,
I love
it. Right, Jim keeps saying, it's 40 minutes now. It's probably time to wrap up.
Oh, we're never going to stop. This is going to be the longest podcast
ever. I could talk about this
ever.
All night, to be honest. Right, yeah. here we go.
Made chlorine gas when cleaning the bathroom. Yes, really.
I mean,
what?
That is just.
Yeah. How do you even make chlorine gas?
I mean, did he use, what products did he use? But that sort of thing, they wouldn't read the label. They'd just be like,
oh my God. Right, I'm going in with another one.
Yeah, I mean, that is brilliant.
My husband's superpower is the ability to not hear my children fighting, screaming, crying, going to the toilet, needing their ass wiped, basically anything.
Yeah.
And he's in his office, which obviously has a magic soundproof door that I am unaware of.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
just saying that, weren't we? Like, they're selective hearing, they can't see things.
Oh, and when they are in the office, it is like, I'm in the office. I mean, I've got to laugh about the amount of times I've tried to creep in crawling.
Oh my God, I just remembered something. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I've just remembered something. During the first lockdown, he was in the office. He was on calls constantly. Fair enough. I had a very, very important call, which I said to the client, I was like, can we have it at 8 o'clock in the evening? Because at that point, the children will be in bed or my husband will not be on calls. Perfect, set it up. I'm on the call. All three children are awake and the baby is crying and all she needs is a little bit of milk in a bottle. And we didn't have any milk in the house. So I would have just got the baby out of bed and just rocked her, hushed her a little bit. But no, my husband decided that in my very important call, now's the time to go to the shops and leave me with three children on my call, and went to the shops and was gone for a good half an hour. And so throughout my entire really important call, I had three children climbing all over me, which if I had done that to him,
that is
which
huge...
I wouldn't even do. It wouldn't even come into my mind.
No, that's a livid list of the highest degree. That's it's like livid. Utter rage. That's divorce. That's practically
Do you
divorce.
Know what? Yeah.
The rage.
No, it's not, if Jessie's listening, which I'm...
It's not quite yet, but yeah, you've got one more. Like, you've got a strike.
Yeah, one strike. Right, here's another voice note.
No, I'm loving it.
Okay, I am actually divorced, but I do think this still needs to feature because it's something he said all the time. Are you going to sort the garden out? Oh, I'm not doing that on my day off. Oh, right. So when are you going to do it? On a day that you're working and being paid for it?
Oh.
I'm not doing it on my day off. God, bob off.
And then she divorced him. Brilliant.
Hi there, divorced. Yeah. I mean,
that is brilliant. I've got to tell you about something my partner, and I don't want it to sound like he's an arsehole, because it was so funny when he said it. And admittedly, I am admittedly quite inefficient. I faff around on things. And he said to me, he said that, he goes, I have noticed while being at home in lockdown how much time you spend on inefficient, on mindless shit, and how inefficient you are. And I literally, I laughed my head off, and I was like, this is going straight onto my blog, you fucking arsehole. And he was smiling, because as he was saying it, he knew he sounded like a complete twat. And yeah. The funny thing was, it was because I had some sort of technology breakdown. And to be fair to him, what he said, I do spend ages messing around on Facebook, you know, stuff. But do you know what? It's because dealing with the kids and the housework and all that is so freaking boring and makes you go mad. You need, and I am inefficient, but it was just so funny. You know, when you're like two fingers up at you while you're saying this to me.
Absolutely. I remember you put this on your Facebook, and like you could see as soon as the words come out of his mouth, he was like,
he was smiling. I was like, this is such brilliant material. Keep going.
It is. Exactly. Keep going. You're giving me great material.
We wouldn't be able to do this if they weren't good blokes and could laugh about it. Because David said to me last night, I was being a pain, and he goes, oh, I don't remember you. I don't think you were this much of a nag when I met you. And I was like, David, I was totally mad when you met me. I've not changed in 15 years. I didn't ask you to be with me, so you're stuck with me. But we just laughed about it because, it is what it is. I'm annoying as well, but we won't go into our annoying.
No. In fact, Jesse was, after I did my reel about how the annoying things that he does, he was like, I should do one about you, shouldn't I? And I was like, yeah, do one about me. Yeah. Do like a return one.
I'd love it.
And he literally was like, I was like, okay, so what do I do that's really irritating, that is pointless and stupid and doesn't make any sense? And he was like, that's right. I can't think of anything. I'm that good.
I think one thing for me would be my inability. The thing is, the difference is, I always say, Save is, I know what my faults are, and they really annoy me that I do them, and I go, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Whereas he'll be like, oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't see it.
Not my fault.
You didn't say that. I can't use Google Maps. Like, I look at it and I'm
can't
like,
either.
I can't see which way I'm going. And he dreads the call from me. David, I'm lost. I'm on my way somewhere. And I'm going up this wrong street. What the fuck is Google Maps? Like, Jesus.
No, you're right. Maps is a terrible thing. I'm terrible at maps. Like,
so, guys, please do one on girls and maps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think we should get.
I think they should do one.
And David to do one on girls. Yeah, technology. Because David set up this podcast today. Yeah, and Jim. Yeah. In fact, we wouldn't have this podcast without men.
I know. So thank you. We do love you.
Yeah, thank you. And I think, I think we do need to say that we probably couldn't do this podcast without having the love for our partners. Because, the fact that we can talk about this and mock them, and they know full well that we're doing it. So, it is all in jest.
Yeah.
And we do love you.
Right, David gets a hammering on my blog anyway. I mean, it's mainly about that. So, men bashing, but anyway.
And also it's nice for wives out there, girlfriends, partners, whatever, to know that we're all in this together.
I know, and do you know what?
We all do the same weird shit.
Yeah, and also for some people that don't talk about it, and then I friends that are like, they're like, oh my God, are we allowed to talk about this? You're like, are you kidding me? This is like my favourite topic.
Although, do you know what? My sister's husband is the complete opposite. He is so efficient, on top of everything.
Love him.
Like to a point where it's kind of like, wow, you're like a
superhero.
What's
wrong with
you? What's wrong?
He's magic.
On top of everything. And I do say to my, sister's like, when we go on holiday together, like when we used to anyway, before COVID, and we would No, I do all the packing, all the kids' packing. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying. And then, you know, we'd get to the holiday place and I would be like, oh, the packing. And my sister would be like, yeah, I know, me too. And I'm like, did you actually pack? And she's like, no.
I mean, but how could you trust a man to pack? They wouldn't know what to... Like, I would love it if he could do it. I wouldn't trust him.
I wouldn't trust Jesse to pack. But my sister's husband, I mean, he's...
Where is he?
I want to hire him.
I love him. He's amazing. Where is he?
He's literally amazing.
Who is this man?
My sister's so lucky.
Oh.
His name is Steve.
Oh,
and he's fantastic.
We all
Steve.
Need
Steve.
Steve needs to do a podcast to all the men and teach them. Hashtag pray, pray for the men and be like Steve and learn to pack.
Do you know what? We're gonna have to wrap this up because we keep getting messages from Jim saying it's too long.
Oh, basically. Jim.
maybe he's just protecting all the men out there. I don't know. I'm gonna do one last voice note, and as I said, there's been so many, and I kind of want to put them all in one kind of voice file and get out there.
I think
as
you
well,
need
but
to.
I don't know what this is going to be. Here we go.
My husband has asked me every week what day the rubbish goes out. Every single week for a whole year.
Oh, I love it.
Again, they don't listen.
It's not difficult. But you know what I'm loving about your voice notes? It's just the people's voices. They're just the way they're saying it. It's like we can all relate. They're just like, I don't know. I just love it. It's like it's all part of the same old shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, sorry. One more.
Yeah, no more.
In the context of lockdown, when everyone in the house wants coffee and tea, probably 8 times a day, my husband fused the kettle yesterday, so it blew up. And then this morning, he burnt 2 pans trying to boil water. That's it.
She's seriously fed up.
That is so funny.
I thought she was going to say, oh, look, Jim says we need another episode.
I know.
I mean, this could be a weekly thing.
Maybe it should be a weekly thing.
I think because stories are so funny. I thought she was going to be annoyed because he uses 8 cups a day, and that's really annoying.
Yeah.
But he burnt the 2 pans.
Yeah, he fused the kettle and then burnt 2 pans.
I mean, seriously, that was like when I met David, he asked me how to make mashed potato. You know, like, I can't. I don't understand you. What do you mean? How do you make? Like, what is wrong with you? I mean, I don't.
I think we should wrap it up. Do you know what? Maybe you and I should just carry on talking because this is.
Or we can make it a Thursday thing.
I think we should make it a Thursday thing. Husband mocking. Right. You know what? I'm gonna have to stop it there because also it's now. God, it's 20 past 10 at night, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
and you've got COVID, so you should be taking it easy.
I mean, I've got COVID, and I really should be, but this has cheered me up no end. I'm through the worst for everyone. I'm
good,
not,
and I feel feel slightly. It's quite therapeutic.
It is, and it's
raging
funny.
About this.
It is funny to laugh about, but when you're in it, so mad.
But now I'm like. Like, Jesse said something the other day, and I was like, thanks, you've just given me inspiration for another reel.
It's brilliant. Keep going. That's why the kids always give you great stuff to do as well.
You've got to laugh at it. It's really, hilarious. You have got to laugh at it.
You have.
Right, Kristen, thank you so much. And if you don't follow her, please do. She is Whine or Wine. So it's W-H-I-N-E or Wine, W-I-N-E. She's brilliant. She's so funny and... Follow her on Facebook because that's where you probably get the real gist of her
life. The stories.
This has been awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much for your voice notes that you've sent in. As I said, I've had so many. I kind of feel like I need to make them into one massive audio file and put it out there to the world.
I 100%.
Yeah. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by 10 Dental Practice. It is a fantastic dental practice. Go and check them out at 10dental.com. Please subscribe, review, rate, review even. And I'm Mama Still Got It on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much for listening. And I think we're going to need to do another episode, really.
Oh, 100%. That was so enjoyable.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll see you again very soon.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.